The House gets their version of the Farm Bill out. Hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, yesterday, on a vote of 231 to 191, the House of Representatives approved legislation that would direct national farm policy again over the next 5 years. Fourth District Congressman Lincoln Davis voted yes on the bill.
That I think is something that will be very helpful. I think the Agriculture Committee has produced a farm bill that is a true reform bill. It focuses on getting vital benefits to family farmers, investing in America's producers. It stimulates rural economies, and quite frankly, it does something else. It secures renewable energy resources. That's something we haven't done in the past. And I think that the Farm Bill protects family farmers and agriculture in America in a fiscally responsible way.
In fact, the House version of this Farm Bill reduces spending by $20 billion from the 2002 legislation. And it also addresses the needs and importance of keeping our farmers in business.
There's no question that this legislation does. It helps minorities. It helps young farmers that either want to go into farming or want to stay into farming.
Well, many ag organizations are praising the House for the work on this farm bill and what it means for the ag industry nationwide. The American Farm Bureau's Mace Thornton says,
one of the things that we're most encouraged by is that there were really some reforms in this farm bill that addressed some of the concerns that we were hearing. But yet at the same time, this bill does a great job of preserving a viable economic safety net for our farmers and ranchers.
And it's my hope that the Senate will soon address this issue when they come back after the August work period and will, in fact, take this up very quickly, and that we'll have a farm bill when the conference committee meets, both the House and Senate, that we all can support and will become a reality for the next 5 years.
Congressman Davis and three other Tennessee Democrats voted yes on the Farm Bill. Congressman Jim Cooper and the state's four Republicans voted no. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.